Long Talk Radio.
Are you talking about Buzzy and Ohio?
They go both of them. They got their back to it, turn to it.
Roll down a little bit, Rose. Look at the other one.
Yeah, one of them just moved the rail so much. The other one
one's
chilling.
Busy and the other one's
yeah, the other one's chilling.
I'm going to be the eater. He's going to come out fat and the other one's going to come out little.
Can I bring this one back?
Blackaware exclusive. Run dead at ship back. Blackaware exclusive. Run dead at ship back.
Run that ship back.
Oh, man. I've been working on it. You know, he's on the computer and it's like.
My lap. That's my little brother. You know how I'm rocking, bro. Oh, time to turn up.
Oh, what? This is how I wake up.
Hey, baby. Look at five. Money on the way. This is how I wake up. Look at Snow White. What's up, baby? No. Okay, here, I gotta get my phone. Hello. Probably like 8. All right, come on. Call me and get in front of the door. All right. Freeze.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't want to drive my car down there.
I know. A lot of people don't want to do that. They'd rather just go ahead and rent some and beat the shit out of that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's just getting there is pretty much like what I got to figure out.
Yeah, and then we find something ahead of time to say, all right, we on? We give it a word. You know what I mean?
Because I'm off that weekend, so. Long enough.
Let's stay home.
Probably not. I'd be like, have a good time. See you when you get back. I'd be like,
listen, he knows you are definitely going to have a great time.
You stupid.
Great time. I see when I get back, move up. I see like a okay.
So he was like, I love that. Thank you. Yeah. About it because I'm excited. I'm too hyped.
I get too excited right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be extra hype. Like,
yeah, household 50, you're going to be able to grow your own plants within your home, like up to 6 plants. Also, it's going to be fully, like, legalized for Philadelphia, or not Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But the more important thing is the expungement of certain marijuana-related crimes. So if you had a non-violent, like you just got locked up for, like, having some weed on you.
What about marijuana DUI?
So even, like, something like that, that will be – that's the gray area because – it's really hard, like right now, the way.
Well, pull the mic
like,
up just a little bit.
Yeah. That's the gray area that a lot of the lawmakers are like struggling with of how to handle that. Because you can smoke and be high driving on the road and stuff. And like in Denver, you know, people will get pulled over and they'll give them a swab test and it's positive for THC. But it's like, how do you
regulate that?
Yeah. Like, how do you regulate that? How is that? So that is something that is definitely. It's a gray area. So I don't know yet.
You need to figure that out because it's been a couple of my homies that, you know, they weren't smoking weed at the time. You know what I mean? But the cops do what they do when they start illegally searching people's shit. And then all of a sudden, I got a DUI charge. You know what I mean? Because I had weed in a car or some shit. I never forget me and my girlfriend just sitting down writing in the park. Boy, just looking all in the car. He like, that shit. I know what that is. That shit. You get the fuck out of this dirt. Like, get away from us.
Right.
We like, are we under arrest? We pull right off. Like, ain't nobody got time for y'all, but, oh, man. So that's a gray area.
That is definitely
I still don't want to drive. It's making me not even want to drive, man.
You treat it like alcohol, you know? So right now, like, don't
smoke and drive.
Don't smoke and drive,
y'all. Keep it in the house.
When you
get in the car, spray that shit up. Spray yourself up.
They have started passing bills for you to have public consumption, so you can be walking down the street and just like smoke a joint or smoke a blunt. So you know,
it was like New Orleans.
That's dope.
Exactly. So
the
laws are changing. They're definitely changing.
Yeah. We're excited about that.
House Bill 50,
we get to vote for the 2020 November.
Of
course, you can say anything you want. That's stop.
I have been noticing, and I'm not going to out who they are. There have been some people within the cannabis community who have been promoting House Bill 50, and they've been saying that they're going to take donations.
Oh my God.
Right now, y'all. This is a bill. They don't need any money donated to pass a bill.
Yo.
So anybody that's saying that they're collecting donations for House Bill 50, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit.
So I'm just telling y'all right now.
That's fucked up. So yeah, please.
I know who y'all are, and I'm not going to shout you out.
Of course,
because
we're on Philly
Shine
Radio.
Listen, you know.
But come on, you can introduce us like here. We can bring you on. Bring your brother in. We can talk about everybody, you know what I mean? But no, we were talking about House Bill 50. That's why I told you last time when it's important to vote. Like, if you guys vote this coming, well, next year in 2020, you know what I mean? Of course, just press Democrat, but search on the bill for House, search on the ballot for House Bill 50. You know what I mean? Oh, you want to bring him on the mic too? Huh? When? You want to bring him in? You want to bring one of them on the mic? We talk.
There you go.
All right. That's it. Oh, yeah, this is him too. We got to see you, though. Okay.
Man,
say hi to Wild Ash Wild. Introduce yourself. Wild Ash Wild. What's your name?
Rip.
Nice to meet you.
How y'all doing?
We chilling. We over here. It's a party today. You know what I mean? We got drinks. I got some food. We got some hot dogs about to be fried. Grilled up.
Bottles out.
We got some turkey meatloaf cupcakes. You know what I mean? We got a beef selection. We got some potato rolls for the joint. You know what I mean? We talking about Wing. Wing just sent me some new shit, so.
Yeah, Wing.
First of all, shout out to, I'm downtown. We talking about voting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
November 2020. What date is that? Is that the 6th?
November 6th, 2020.
Yeah.
We will have House Bill 50 on the bill. Also, another House Bill 135, which is basically a discussion about how to allocate the taxes that are going to be collected for, you know.
No, you sure it's not November 3rd?
For the election?
2020. It's always the first Tuesday, right?
Let me ask Siri. Hey, Siri.
Yeah, ask Siri, because I don't even know that.
When is the upcoming election?
Yeah, I don't even talk to Siri about shit like that.
I found this on the website, the upcoming election. Check it out.
But shout out to everybody. Like, I think it might be November 3rd, 2020. We need to get Donald Trump out the office, and we need to change things for Pennsylvania. Shout out to everybody changing the laws and just waking up to the fact that we can make changes for ourselves. Like, so many times the, you know, certain powerful or rich people, they'll make you think that, oh, your vote don't count. Don't vote. It don't matter. You know what I mean? It does matter. You know what I mean? They want you to be looked over so they can think, oh, it's only just Caucasian people. It's only Republicans over here. There's no niggas. You know what I mean? But we here. We got to stand up and be counted. You know what I'm saying?
Which, to anyone who is looking to get into the cannabis business, New Jersey is now opening up 108 different licenses for people that want to open dispensaries.
I'm moving to Jersey.
Stores,
that's right now.
Everything. Yep. So anyone can hit me up, DM me at wow, and I will send you over the link to fill out your application to get that
process
started.
I'm out. See you, Pennsylvania. I'll be back in 2020 to vote. I'll be back. You know what I mean? I'll be back to be counted.
And one of the good things about Jersey is that they have allocated a certain amount of those spots to go to the urban community. So what's not going to happen is you're not going to get a whole bunch of corporate people that did here in Philly. You know, you have like all these, because in order to get a space here in Philadelphia, you had to have $1 million in liquid capital assets, plus you had to have $2 million in like personal, just like regular assets. And then in addition to that, you had to rent a space for 6 years.
What?
To get on a lottery. So there was no guarantee that you would get the space. So basically people that had like some money to spend, they're the ones who were able to open up these dispensaries here in Philadelphia. Jersey is changing that by allowing like people within like the hood community, like it's open up to anyone to get this started. So
we need that. We need that.
The Jersey is doing that thing.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna need that because I wanna move to Jersey now. I definitely do. I definitely need that because at the end of the day, a nigga like making money. And that cannabis is money. Shout out to Big Ben in the building. I'm going to make Nana her own new cake. I made cupcakes too. It's lit over here. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got
nigga
chocolate cupcakes.
I've seen them sitting like
yeah, chocolate
too.
Cupcakes. We got the white cupcakes. Oh, yeah, I got you. No problem. Yeah, no problem. We're going to get you whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? You my special guest. And what's your name again that you,
My name's Britt.
Britt?
Yeah, big brother man. Yeah, that's, so, everybody know that. And that's man of respect right there. That's my little brother, man. AKA right here. That's my heart right there. So,
That's what's up. Great to meet you. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You know what I'm saying? Definitely official, having everybody come through Block Aware. 4933 Old York Road. It's official here. We always get the, you know what I mean, step in and just like have a good time. You know, I took off last week because I had a definite family, but my what I do. So we right back here doing what I do. And she definitely loved my meatloaf, so we eat this shit for her. Yeah. I made a little meatloaf cupcake. And we got cupcakes. We're so fun. But
yeah,
wait. We got you. There's no doubt. Shout out to Wild Ass Wild. How we just, that's my sister over there. We just come in all twinning and shit. You gotta send that song again. The link didn't come through. Yeah, for 3 a.m. fam. What's up with you in this time stuff? Like, you all had 1 a.m. too? Like, what happened at 2:30? That should be in me a mixtape and shit. Like, I'm on the clock. I'm going to tell you, we're going to have it at 8 p.m. and shit. Fuck. We're at 11 o'clock. It's a booty call hour. Like, no, I'm joking. But, no, shout out to everybody in the building. No, the attachment wasn't on it. The attachment wasn't on it. We gotta get back into this party shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to turn up with some music. Make sure it's here. Okay. Oh, it's three of them. That's what I'm talking about. How about do that? How about do that? I don't know what's playing. Okay.